What are some of your main concerns about that?
Well, Karen, we had a crisis way before the pandemic. I mean, this is every woman who has struggled to try and get someone to watch their children so they can go to work has faced this specter of too few slots, too expensive.
One of the things I noted when you were traveling with Senator Gillibrand, she said that up to 50% of child care centers in the state might close and close permanently. Because if you think about it, there's a lot of obstacles to providing safe child care during COVID. I mean, for one thing, small children, toddlers, they can't really wear masks and they don't social distance. So there's a lot of concerns from the child care providers, right?
We are losing slots. At one time, we were down to having one slot for every four children in need. Now it's about one in seven. I mean, this is just cataclysmic. And I've spoken to so many CEOs of major companies from Buffalo to Brooklyn, asking them, what is your biggest concern about recharging this economy? How we can supercharge it and come back and really just go on all cylinders? And they said their biggest obstacle, and this surprised the heck out of me, they all said childcare because they know that they now finally have more women in the workplace, and those women cannot leave the children home alone, and there's nobody to watch them. And you can't bring in your mother or father like you might have been able to rely on that.
Yeah,
And this
good
is
point. Because there's a lot of grandparents who were
grandparents
looking after children, and that's no longer feasible. Right.
can't do. So business. I've been having forums with businesses saying, okay, we need maximum flexibility from you, number one. You have to be able to say to your women employees, and I'm sorry I have to say women employees, I wish childcare responsibilities were evenly divided, but let's just deal with the reality before, can we not, we need to fix this. But the reality is the weight of tends to fall primarily on the shoulders of women.
As you mentioned, the childcare issue goes beyond the pandemic. Now, you and I have been in politics and journalism a little while. It seems like I have been covering or talking about this issue for decades, and it never gets resolved. Do you find that at all frustrating?
Oh yeah, I had children 32 years ago, working as a young staffer on Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan's staff. I was an attorney. I loved my job, but the hours were crazy. I mean, we would work morning till night, and sometimes through. We literally pulled all-nighters when they were in session. You have a child, nobody to watch the kids. I didn't have parents. I didn't have family. I didn't have a support system. I was from New York. I'm down in Washington. And I literally had to walk away from that. And I tried to start a little business at home, a little consulting business with a second baby at home. And I had a tiny house next to my washing machine and dryer. I set up a little desk, put a couple toys under it, and that was my office. And you could hear my kids. I'd be on the phone with a client. And I'd say, oh, that childcare center down the hall is too noisy today. It's like, those are my kids under my desk. So it was tough. And it's so frustrating to me that 30 years later, when my children are child-rearing age, that we haven't figured this out yet. I mean, that is absolutely pathetic. And I am sick and tired of this being a reason why women do not live up to their full economic potential, their full earning potential for their families, which their families need, but also their own self-fulfillment to become a partner in a law firm because you can put in the hours, become a CEO because you've been able to have the childcare angle figured out, as well as just people trying to get out there and earn a living wage. And so it's every end of the socioeconomic scale, women are hit the hardest once again.